This is America Weekend, a new kind of radio because life doesn't stop on the weekends. And of course, that is a theme song to one of the all-time great TV shows, The Sopranos. That's the show where my next guest appeared for many, many years as Bobby Bacala. He was the guy who helped out Junior Corrado for many, many years and then became Tony Soprano's brother-in-law when Bobby's wife Karen died in a car accident and Tony's sister Janice took a liking to him, and they eventually got married, much to the chagrin of Tony and Carmela and other members of the Soprano family. But Bobby Bacala was a big part of that show for many, many years, and since then, the guy who played that character, Steve Sciarrippa, has moved on to many other things, including a brand new book that's perfect for today because it's Father's Day. The book is called Big Daddy's Rules, Raising Daughters is Tougher Than I Look. Steve Sciarrippa, welcome to America Weekend.
Hey, good to talk to you, buddy.
And congratulations on the book. And as a fellow Big Daddy, I wonder, because I've got a 19-year-old and your daughters are 2 years older and 2 years younger than that, I wonder if the one thing we have in common is our size affected the way we raised our daughters.
I use Big Daddy kind of just as, it's more of an attitude than size-wise. You know, you could be a Big Daddy and be 5'2", but it doesn't hurt when they bring boys home. You know, that's a good thing. But,
yeah.
Big Daddy's rules are, in my mind, the Big Daddy has a big mouth, a big heart, and a big temper. And, he's forever there, And first of all, the first Big Daddy's rule is I make the rules. that's the main rule. I make the rules.
And now that your daughters are grown, how do they feel about the way Big Daddy raised them?
I think they're fine. I certainly get my share of eye rolls. I don't think they agree with everything, but they do know that I'm doing it for their best interest. I think they're smart enough, and they do realize that. But we still have problems. They don't agree. We're still arguments. But, look, we live a nice life. I've been very lucky, very, very lucky. And, this is how it's going to be. This is how me and my wife raised them. This is how we want it. I'm very involved in what they do, and they're very present. And I think that's the main thing. Every TV show, every movie, the dad's a bumbling idiot.
Yes.
The guy's an idiot, right? He can't do anything right.
Yeah.
I'm not an idiot. I'm not an idiot. So I'm present whether I'm with them or not. And that's what I think the main thing is, to care, to really pay attention about what they're doing, what's going on, and get them on the right path. And hopefully all works out. Look, I'm not a parenting expert by any means, but this is how I've done it. And if I'm going to make mistakes, I'm going to make my own mistakes.
Absolutely. And
it's a comedic look. It's a comedic look at parenting. I'm not expecting everyone to go out and do it my way, but it's kind of worked for me. So far, so good.
I'm so glad you mentioned the TV part of this, because I think since Bill Cosby was Cliff Huxtable, that may have been the last father who had authority in his home and who had a real relationship with his kids and didn't look like an idiot.
That's right. That's right. Every other thing, every movie, the father can't cook, the things overflow, and he burns the house down, he crashes the car. Father's a complete moron.
Yeah.
Remember the Chevy Chase movies? That was the biggest moron father, the vacation, honeymoon movies, whatever they were.
Right, vacation.
So, I think the main thing is, also, this is a big thing. I'm your father. I'm not your friend. But I'm also the best friend you're ever going to have.
Mm-hmm.
No one's going to care about you as much as I care about you. Not ever, So I think that's really important. And another big thing that I like to say is, because I said so. Four great words. Because I said so. And they work.
Yeah.
You know how I know they work? Because I said so. That's why I know. Because I said so. That's why you can't go.
Yep.
You can't go out tonight. That's why you can't go to this party. Because I don't want you to. I know what's best. And I certainly do at this point in their life know what's best. My daughter's 21. She's away at college. I don't know what goes on there. But hopefully we've instilled the things in her to make the right choices, you know.
Yep. Have you had situations with your daughters on the because I said so thing where they actually, they knew they were going to meet resistance, so they actually formulated a plan of what they were going to say? They worked out an argument ahead of time, and they'd say, Dad, let me just make my case here. And you knew at the end still going to say no.
Listen, my daughter, especially the younger one, she'll come up to me. She said, so. She'll come into the room. Okay, so. Tonight, there's a party. It starts at 9 o'clock, and it's uptown, and there's so-and-so's going to be there. She knows the whole spiel.
Yep.
And I said, there's not a chance on this earth you're going there. And she goes, okay, I just thought I'd take a shot. You know, so I give her credit for trying, but she comes in, she states her case like an attorney. She states her case, okay, now beat it, you know.
Yeah.
But I also don't want them to take for granted that they're just going to go somewhere. You know what I mean? I wanted to come in and say, well, this is what's going to happen. This is who's going to be there. You know, I want to know how you're getting home, how you're getting there, you know, all the questions. So she'll have that in line, you know, to state the case. Not, she doesn't tell her friend, yeah, oh, yeah, I'll be there, because it doesn't work that way. Not in my house.
And when you have that kind of relationship where they understand why you're doing that, there's also the relationship so that they can come to you when they need things, knowing that they can count on you.
Yeah, well, of course. I mean, you know, it's not, it's, look, we all get along very well. It's very nice. I love being around them. But it's certainly that I don't want to close that door. I have to keep that communication open. I don't want them to sneak around and stuff, you know, and I haven't had that, you know. I don't want them to sneak around and do something. And listen, I let her go places. They're very normal kids, but I just want to ask the questions ahead of time. You know, because, you know, we live in New York City, you know, how are you getting home at 11:30 at night?
Mm-hmm.
You know? How's that going to happen? You know, nothing good happens late at night. You know, we all know that. So that's there's a lot of little things. You know, there's things that annoy me in the book, what parents do. You know, a lot of parents, they hire parenting coaches, which is a new one on me. You hire a stranger to come into your home and teach you how to raise your kids. I find that very odd.
Yeah, me too.
And there's a lot of that goes on, especially here in New York, you know. A lot of that goes on.
I'm curious, Steve, with all your years on The Sopranos, how old the girls had to be before you allowed them to watch the show that you were on?
You know, they didn't watch it at all when they were younger, and I don't think either one of them has watched it now. You know, they've watched maybe bits of it, but they haven't watched the whole thing.
You don't sit them down and...
I can't monitor everything they watch, but I mean, I've caught them watching. One day I walked in and she was watching the Kardashians, and I just said, really? I mean, you have nothing. You're a smart, intelligent girl. You're going to watch this garbage? I said, really?
Yeah.
And I did. That's how I put it. I didn't say shut the TV off now, but I said, you know, really? I mean, think about what you're watching, this nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I got my point across that way. I mean, come on now. That's the dumbing down of America.
Absolutely.
You know, really, the dumbing down of America. You know, I mean, I don't know how far the reality TV, how bad it could possibly get any worse. But I know it will. I just don't know where and how, you know?
I'm not sure it can go lower than the Kardashians. Before I let you go, Steve...
I wish I could agree with you. I just know there's some other family, some other nonsense going to happen. I just know it. I don't know how low some of these shows could go, that they're willing to put their families, they're willing to put their children, their spouses out for the world to see. And not necessarily about money, because at first you don't make money until it's a hit.
Yep.
But the people, for that 15 minutes of fame, they'll do anything.
That is Steven Sciarippa, and I got to tell you, if you could see the look on Samantha's face, Sam is the one who was running the board for us today here on America Weekend. She's a big Kardashian fan. In fact, she was excited to tell me this morning that one of the Kardashians had a kid over the weekend. Who is it, Kim or Khloe or Cash or one of the others? you know, Kim, oh, thank you. I couldn't care less, but she's all excited about that, and that's why I fit more in the Steve Sharippa group there. Steve, I appreciate you being on the show today. Let me get the plug in for the book. It's called Big Daddy's Rules, Raising Daughters is Tougher Than I Look. And it's a pleasure having Steven on the show. I liked him on The Sopranos as Bobby Bacala very much. Sorry when his character ended up being killed off. What, I needed to say a spoiler alert on that? I don't think so. Sopranos has been off a year long enough. If you haven't binge-watched The Sopranos yet and gotten up to that point, well, I'm sorry. I just spoiled the entire show for you. Now there's no reason to watch it. We'll put a link up on our... it's already up on our Facebook page. The America Weekend Facebook page has a link to Stephen Sharippa's book. I'm Paul Harris. Knuckleheads in the News coming up. This is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Networks every Saturday and Sunday.
Paul Harris! America!